A private airline in Russia is working on a plan to bring back ticketed passenger service between Alaska and Russia's Far East. A company made a test flight in a helicopter last week between Anadyr in Chukotka and Anchorage, stopping in Nome along the way. The idea is to promote tourism in Russia. John Tahotsky is a Chukotkan expert in Anchorage who helped organize the test flight. He says the idea is to fly to the two Russian regions closest to Alaska.
To make this work, it's going to have to involve both the region of Chukotka and Kamchatka. Kamchatka, a pretty famous area for tourism as well. It's got volcanoes, it's got geysers, it's got hunting and fishing, as does Chukotka, but Kamchatka is quite well known.
The airline, called Vertical T, mainly operates helicopter flights in Chukotka right now, but they're hoping to start using more small planes. Tahotsky says while Alaskans take small plane service for granted, laws in Russia have severely limited their use. But he says those laws are changing.
Previous to this, it was very difficult to operate a small plane in Russia, and it was almost impossible for a private company to be made up of a fleet of small aircraft. And the other revolutionary thing about this is that it's not a government-controlled airline that's promoting this air route, but it's actually a private company out of Russia.
Tahotsky says it takes about 3 hours by plane to fly from Anchorage to Chukotka. The long way around the globe through Moscow is a grueling trek of over 24 hours. Alaska Airlines flew to Chukotka and Kamchatka in the 1990s, but gave up the route in favor of more profitable destinations. Other airlines have also tried to make a go of it over the years, but haven't been able to keep it up. Tahotsky says Vertical T plans to run more test flights next year.